The theme of the conference was the fine art of tourism. Links between tourism and the arts were the thread that wove throughout the entire meeting. But before Sloan spoke, he wanted everyone to experience the arts firsthand through singing.
Tourism benefits from the arts by infusing vitality into their destination product, by creating experience. And we talked a lot about place, but once you get to the place, people are looking for the locals. They're looking for the experience. They're looking for the music, for the dance, for the food, for the jokes. Tourism creates the attraction of visitors to the destination. Culture provides the experience that they have once they get to the destination.
People come to places because of what places are.
Roger Schmidt, director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
I think arts is one of the strongest expressions that people have of who they are and why they are. Any visitor that's traveling is going to seek the most powerful experiences they can get access to, and the arts can provide something that's extraordinary.
But arts organizations create more than experiences. Arts events become destinations in themselves. Schmidt says the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is a good example. He points out that more than 700 students from 27 states and 5 countries attended the camp this year, along with more than 100 faculty and staff. But that's not all.
We also had hundreds of parents that came and visited, and when they'd come, and they'd come to see their kids perform or they'd see their kids' art show, not only did they come for that experience, but they started thinking about, well, as long as we're in Sitka, how do we extend our vacation? What else can we do? And so I think our program is bringing a lot of people to Sitka, and they also go out and they become our best ambassadors. They tell people Sitka's an amazing place.
Schmidt doesn't know how much visitors to the fine arts camp spent on hotels, food, and gifts, but he says spending has to be a significant impact on the economy. But sometimes communities don't fully benefit from the coordination between arts and tourism because the two work on different timetables. Linwood Sloan.
2 weeks before the performance, they come to the tourism person and they say, I have this play next week. Why aren't you promoting it? And the tourism person says, because... you know, I needed to know 6 months ago. You know, I tell a lot of artists, I call them up in June and I say, we're making the 2014 calendar and travel guide, and what are you doing? And they go, I'm trying to get to my summer festival. I'll tell you in September. And I say, September's too late.
Sloan says arts organizations need to coordinate with tourism promoters a season in advance. And tour operators need to give arts organizations their promotion deadlines so destinations can fully promote what's available in a community. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.